Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the College 2 Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we prepare for another draft season. It's going to be quickly approaching. We'll be off to the East-West Shrine Game and Senior Bowl currently down in Texas. The Gridiron Classic going on. That's another opportunity for draft prospects, even from previous years, to kind of showcase their talents in front of NFL scouts. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest today. It's James Tabor from Friends University. And locally, people in the Youngstown area might remember seeing him playing at Mount Union as well. But with that said, James, we appreciate you stopping by. How's the day treating you so far?
It's pretty good. Thank you for having me on the show. I just got done working out, actually.
And what's it like? I mean, your family locally is, renowned. You guys are an athletic football family. You guys have been prominent with football. I mean, it's in your DNA. What's it kind of like carrying on the tradition and from a young child, talk about, how long has kind of probably the desire been in your heart to kind of get to this next level?
It's been pretty much installed in me since I was a young kid, especially with my dad, Chris Tabor. He's a football coach for Warren Harding. And the Tabor family, football, that's all we know. And, just growing up in Warren, playing football at Harding and watching all the guys come from Warren and go to the NFL, it's just something that you dream of as a little kid, that hopefully one day you get to be where, guys like Corey Stringer and Paul Warfield, Phil Mario Manningham, hopefully get to where they were.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Tabor here on the C2P. If you folks miss this show in its entirety, you check it out at Blog Talk Radio. iTunes will also be posting his draft bio page. Will be a one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man moving forward. So let's kind of get into the nuts and bolts of, what you bring to the game. I mean, obviously you started Mount Union. You've had a couple other stops. Is there any reasons for those? I mean, kind of how did you end up at Friend?
Well, basically what happened was I'll start out of high school. Out of high school, I ended up signing with Harper Junior College in Chicago. Northern Illinois recommended me that I needed to go there because I couldn't get into school there. I needed a 19 ACT, and I ended up being a non-qualifier. So I had signed with them, but when I got there, I couldn't afford an apartment. So a couple of my friends from the Warren area were going down to Mount Union. They said, "Hey, man, you should come down to Mount Union and help us win a couple of national championships." So I ended up going down to Mount Union my freshman year, but things just didn't work out. So I ended up not playing football. So I ended up sitting out. And then I ended up 2010, the second year, I ended up trying to go back to Harper. And I got there again, and I had an injury. I ended up tearing my labrum. And I ended up having to set out. So I found West Liberty, and West Liberty gave me an opportunity, and I stayed there for 3 years. I ended up being a starting right guard in my second year in 2012. Then at West Liberty, I had a financial problem there because they weren't giving me enough money to go to school. So I had to find somewhere else to go to, and they wouldn't let me go to any other Division II school. So I was kind of stuck to either go NAIA or, go to another Division II school and sit out. So Friends came along, and as you know, Lou Tabor is one of my relatives, and he actually played at Wichita State. He was survivor of the plane crash. He actually almost went to Friends, and when Friends that came in, he recommended me that I needed to go to Friends. So I listened to him, and I ended up coming to Friends, and it kind of been all she wrote since I came here.
Amazing. I knew Lou, and I knew the Wichita State thing, but I never knew that Friends was an opportunity for him. So that's great little insight right there. That's a great little piece of tidbit. So you have definitely, I think one thing listening to you kind of talk about your stops is you definitely have a desire. I mean, even in the face of adversity, you're talking about, the money, getting hurt. I mean, you just kind of plugged away. Was there any time during out this process, James, where you're kind of saying, forget it? I'm sure there got to be days where you're like, maybe this isn't meant to be, and then maybe things work out. I mean, just talk about the plight to kind of fight through this.
There's been plenty of times where, it crossed my head, And I've had plenty of people tell me, like, hey, you know, you need to give it up. Or I even have my own family tell me that you might as well just worry about school. But, you know, this is something I've been working for since I've been 6 years old, when my mom used to round all the kids up in the neighborhood and take us to, you know, college camps as young kids. So the way, how much I work and how much work I put into it and the time I spent, you know, this is something that I wasn't going to give up on, you know. And seeing, like, you know, my grandma, I've seen her, you know, fight through two leg amputees, and she's the strongest person I know. And I knew that no matter if she can get through what she got through, that, you know, no matter what I face, I feel like I can get through it. So, you know, every day, even when I had adversity, even after this year, you know, I ended up missing my senior season. But, you know, I thought to myself, like, it's not over yet. This is just a stump in the road, and I've been through a lot. So, you know, I face any adversity I face, I know that, you know, God's going to make a way for me to get to where my ultimate goal is.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Tabor from Friends University, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft. And for you, I mean, right guard, I mean, have you played tackle as well, or did you play much position? Let's talk about the versatility you bring to the field.
I played right guard all the way through high school, and I was recruited to play center to come into college. Most of the Division One schools wanted me to play center, including Northern Illinois. And then I got to West Liberty, and I started at right guard. But when I came to Friends, they moved me to tackle because tackle was a big need. So I played pretty much everything. And then I just got done playing in the Division One FCS Bowl down in Miami, and I started left guard. So, I'm able to play left or right, or I can play center. And I've also worked a lot at left tackle. So, you know, all five positions I know.
Nice, nice. And what was that experience like? I mean, any all-star opportunity to get more film, to get noticed by more scouts. I mean, talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you.
Oh, it was a great experience, you know, especially, like, I always wanted to play at the Division I level. That was my ultimate goal coming out of high school and as a child. You know, unfortunately, I never got the opportunity, but going out to Miami, I got to play against tons of Division I guys, tons of guys that are on NFL draft boards. And, you know, the fact that I was able to compete with them at a high level and, you know, hold my own, I felt that, you know, that was something that I really needed, especially as a confidence booster going into, you know, this offseason preparing for the draft.
Nice, nice. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Did you talk with any teams while you're down at the FCS Bowl?
Only teams that I got to talk to was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And then there was also the Toronto Argonauts, but most of the NFL teams, we were supposed to meet with them the second day of practice at this conference, but because there was a flood down in Miami, we ended up not going to the conference. They ended up getting canceled. So most of, like, the agents and scouts that, you know, I thought I was going to get to talk to, and I'm not getting to talk to any teams yet. So right now, I've just been kind of waiting and playing it by ear.
Definitely, and that's ironic. Ted Gavaya, was he the Winnipeg guy? Do you remember who you talked to, Ted?
I actually don't remember his name, but I remember, especially coming in, one of the guys made a joke about, it's like, yeah, why didn't you go to Tabor? And, you know, Tabor College is in Kansas, is one of our rivals, but me and him, I got to talk a little bit and make sure they knew who I was when I first got down there, but, yeah, that's pretty much how I went.
Excellent stuff. And, I mean, obviously Mount Union, I mean, you said you didn't play there, but they were pass heavy. I mean, putting a lot of points up on the board. And I'm not familiar with West Liberty. And then we spoke earlier about Friends. And I know your former teammate and buddy, Chris Allen, I know he put up some monster numbers at Friends. So a pass heavy offense, so I assume, and that I'm just kind of trying to go to, when you're on the field, I mean, what is the predominant thing that you're doing, pass protection or run blocking?
Oh, actually, we were mainly a run team.
Okay.
Coach Lou, being that we had Chris, I mean, he had 51 catches. So, but in the fact that he did what he did with 51 catches is pretty amazing. So we were predominantly a run team, but if we were going to throw the ball was going to Chris. So it was basically, we would line up, sometimes we might go five wide, or we might have we'll go back to the wishbone, you know, 1960 style, and just run smash my football straight down the field on you.
That's excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, I see different heights and weights. You just said you got done working out. We want to get the right numbers on when we post your bio page. I see 6'3", 310. Is that right about where you're at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm probably around right now. I'm probably around 302. I weighed in at Miami at 292, but after going home back to Ohio and training and also the holidays and eating, you know, all the good food back home, I was able to put my weight back on.
Excellent. And talking about home, I mean, when you come home, I mean, you know, what's your favorite food to eat? Who you hanging out with? Where are your favorite places to go?
Well, usually I pretty much just hang with my family. I don't really hang with too many other people, and I basically just focus on training. I train out in Niles at Iron Fitness. That's one of my favorite places to go. Then I also always like to eat, you know, the famous one food, Eli's Barbecue, which is right by my house, Carmen's Pizza, U.S. Sub Shop. So when I'm in Warren, you know, if you want to find me anywhere, I'm either going to be at one of those places or I'll be training at Iron Fitness or at Warren Harding High School.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Tabor, the offensive lineman, obviously a versatile offensive lineman from what he said, being recruited to play center at NIU. He also played right tackle, right guard, played left guard down at the FCS ball, so showing the versatility off and kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk NFL draft. Once again, if you miss this show in its entirety, you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio at iTunes, and then we'll also be featuring his draft bio page where you can find out more about this young man as he makes his path towards the NFL draft. For you, I mean, you know, your coaches, I mean, what's the biggest compliment you got from any of your football coaches?
Basically how physical I am and, like, you know, the way I run block. Marcos Lou, our head coach, he praises me about how great of a run blocker I am, and that's one of the reasons why they really wanted me to come to France, because, you know, they put a lot of emphasis in recruiting offensive linemen and big physical offensive linemen, because on offense you need that. So, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, they always talk about is how great I can run block and how I'm able with my hand punch and I can get onto a defender. Once I lock onto you, I'm going to finish you. And that's pretty much my mindset, and that's how I've been my mindset since I first started playing offensive line. You know, my dad, he will always tell me, like, you need to watch this guy or that guy, and that's been like that since pretty much eighth grade. Seeing guys like Alex Boone, watching him play at Lakewood St. Ed's, and seeing him kind of made me really want to, you know, take a passion of playing offensive lineman and being one of when you get on your defender, you want to finish him. And seeing him pick guys up and, you know, just drive them 10 yards and slamming them, that turned me on. And ever since seeing him do that, that's just kind of been a passion of mine since.
Excellent stuff. I know my favorite position to put the binocular on or even watch during practice is the offensive line. I mean, you guys are so big and strong. And like I said, if you can find one of them feisty guys on the offensive line, watching those guys be tenacious and kind of run the play out to the whistle and give that extra elbow or the shove or just the tug. I mean, you know, there's those guys, when I find them, I just watch every play. I kind of get suckered in. I just like that, like watching that part of the game.
Yes,
James,
sir.
Before we let you go, we always like to wrap the show up with a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you could be one of these two things, are we more likely to see James Tabor up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you on the runway as a male model, styling and clothes?
Probably the lead singer of a boy band.
Very nice. And usually this is the best question or the favorite question I ask to all the guests. If you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Well, my girlfriend may be listening, so I probably wouldn't pick any celebrity. I'd probably just take her. She'd be pretty mad if I said who I want to take out.
Well, it makes me ask. Now, if she was on the show and I asked her male celebrity, you think she's going to give a name or is she going to give you?
She'd probably give me as well. I
hope. Oh, that's fair. Yeah, so we'll have to get her on later. And then the final question for you, James, if you could be the name and face for any product out there, what would you like to endorse?
Probably Nike, as is probably the one of the most famous things that's out there right now as far as advertising. That or maybe like Muscle Milk or Applicare.
Nice. We appreciate you stopping by. I'm so glad we got to connect. And like I said, I can't wait to, you know, keep talking to you as this thing gets closer. I'm sure we'll be in contact, you know, as you, you know, kind of make your way. But again, we just want to say a shout out to you. Great career. Great that you're a hometown kid making big things happen.
Thank you. I really appreciate me having you on the show. This is a great opportunity, and hopefully we'll speak again.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that is James Tabor from Friends University. I love you talk about the tenacity of this kid never getting up. I mean, a lot of people could have said just forget about it after, not working out at one mile union, you get hurt, then you got to wait out a year. Well, you know, and then you got the financial burden. We all know finances are a heavy burden to have on your head, but this kid persecuted through it, fought through it. Now he's training diligently for the shot at the next level. So if you want more, James, you guys know the drill. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. We'll be putting his interview up at C2P as well. I'm your show host, Bowen Sean. As always, we thank you for stopping by and joining us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show.